From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today, we're talking with David Commande from the Heartland Festival Orchestra. He joins us to tell us about their upcoming concert, Baroque at its Best, happening Saturday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. at Five Points Washington, with an online streaming option available as well. David, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
There is so much Baroque repertoire out there. Give us a little overview of the nature of Baroque music and why these selections made it on the program.
The nature of Baroque music is kind of interesting because the term, you know, we know Baroque pearls, we know Baroque architecture, Baroque art, which is supposed to be very busy and ornate, and we think gold and so forth. When it comes to music, we're talking about music which is, well, on the one hand, busy. When we're talking about, for example, a fast movement in Baroque music, it's going to have 16th notes going practically the whole way through. On the other hand, a slow movement from the Baroque period of music can be amazingly romantic and simple and songful and heartrending in the best sort of way. So we have, on the one hand, emotion, on the other hand, motion, emotion versus emotion. So in this program, I've got actually three concertos and a suite. And that's not entirely accidental. In the Baroque period, which runs roughly 1600 to 1750, first of all, the suite, which is a set of movements based on dance forms, you know, one movement after another is up to six. A suite was typically, and it was part of the Baroque. It was invented in the Baroque period. Meanwhile, in the Baroque, also the idea of a concerto, which features a soloist singular or soloist plural relative to a larger full ensemble. That's something also that was established in the Baroque. In the Baroque, it's far more common to have more than one soloist, actually, than a single one. When it got into the classical period, it was really one versus the orchestra. But in the Baroque, it's quite common to have more than one. And two of our concertos on this program, the Vivaldi Concerto for Two Violins, is just such a one. And also the Bach Concerto for Oboe and Violin and Orchestra. So we are featuring music which is so typical of the Baroque, but also these pieces are superb. They're just gorgeous.
And what a great platform to showcase some of the musicians in the HFO. Tell us about the soloists featured on the concert.
Well, we have our concertmaster, Ji-myung Kim, who is a colleague of mine as instructor of violin at Eastern Illinois University. And he has been, he joined us as concertmaster this season, and he is wonderful musician, one of the finest violin soloists from our region that I've experienced. And he brings musical depth and virtuosity and also great leadership skills. So we have Jim Kim, Alex Malai-Murray, who like all three of our soloists has a local connection through a university. So Alex is in the process of getting his doctorate from University of Illinois, but he's also traveling to concertize, and he's in fact himself in Korea as we speak. He's returning any day now. Our principal oboe, Evan Tammen, will be featured in the Bach Double Concerto also, and he's a magnificent musician.
You conduct so many different types of styles and genres of music with the Heartland Festival Orchestra. What type of personal gratification do you get out of conducting Baroque music?
Well, it's a great question. And in fact, it's timely because I will not be doing the standard conducting in this program. In the Baroque, it's quite common for, especially these days, it's become fashionable, but earlier on it was done that concertos can be led by the soloists or that leadership come from within the orchestra. So I will, in fact, be playing cello as well as directing in this concert. And I've done this recently. Jim and I collaborated at EIU in a recent concert where he was playing the solo in Vivaldi's Concerto Winter from the Four Seasons. And I played cello and he was leading the orchestra from the violin standing. So we have a mix and match. And as far as my rewards as a conductor, it's my rewards as a musician that I would highlight here. And it also underscores the collaborative nature of every orchestral performance as an ensemble performance. Philosophically, as a conductor, my ideal experience with an orchestra is one in which every member is engaged and feels a sense of agency in their involvement with the orchestra rather than a passive execution because of what the conductor does. I consider my role to elicit, maybe to inspire and to organize what all the musicians bring to the performance. When we're talking about not needing a baton for the pit or for huge numbers of musicians, this underscores the collaborative nature of music making.
Going back to that word agency, the Heartland Festival Orchestra has done a tremendous job of giving agency to the audience members in terms of how they can experience these performances. Give us the quick rundown of what those options are for this performance.
Yes, well, clearly we're in transition and thankfully in the right direction in our COVID circumstances. We're still in phase four, which means we have a maximum of 100 in-person guests for the concert. Or in fact, in this case, if you'd like to come to the dress rehearsal at 2 p.m., you can also come and be on hand at that rehearsal. So we have a maximum of 100, two groups of 50, and there are still seats available. And then as far as the live stream passes, those are available through our website also directly. So people who are going to live stream sign up for a $20 live stream pass, and then they receive a link and a password so they can watch the event as it happens.
That was Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra, David Commande, telling us more about Baroque at its Best, the upcoming concert taking place at Five Points in Washington on Saturday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. A limited number of in-person tickets are available for purchase, or you can purchase a ticket to view the performance online by going to heartlandfestivalorchestra.org. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jen.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. Out and About is also available as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or NPR. I'm Jen Corden, and this is Out and About.